This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue our message titled, Five Keys to Unleashing Success in Your Life.
In the midst of all those things, somewhere in there, when you get quiet, God's going to tell you the purpose of your life. And that thing you will press. What God did most for me, he does different things for different people, but he always meets you at your point of need. What he did most for me is he gave me a purpose. He said, I've called you the pastor. And from that day forward, I had no problem with where to focus all my ability and my potential because I had purpose. And then I began to study the word more intently. I began to get more involved. I was involved in church anyway. That's why God spoke to me. I was already going to church regular. I was already involved doing things, volunteering where he needed me at. Like Jesus, he was found in the word. And they said in the word, he found himself. He found his calling in the word. I was already in the word. Too many people are out there trying to find themselves in the world. W-O-R-D, not W-O-R-L-D people. You find yourself in the word, not in the world. You're not going to find yourself out there watching the ball game. You're going to find yourself in church where the word is at. You're going to find yourself in study. And you keep studying, you're faithful. God will reveal to you the specific calling he has for you. May not be a pastor. He may say, I've called you to go be a fireman. Well, now you got purpose. I've called you to go start an art store. I've called you to start a cooking business. I've called you to start a catering service. I call you to be a teacher. Because God needs agents in every field. He's called people. And I may talk divine call of God to these things.
Yes.
Divine calls.
Yes.
Some of them, he said, I call you to be the housewife because I want you to raise the next Oral Roberts.
Woo, come on.
That's a calling. Thoroughly prepare yourself. Remember this. It was too, T-O-O, late for the people of Noah's day to become thoroughly prepared when the rains had come. It was too late. Too late. And Noah said, anybody else want to get on? The rains are coming. They went, I ain't no rain, you foolish old man. What's rain anyway? There hadn't been no rain up that time. What's rain? Well, trust me, you don't want to know. Just get on the boat. Man, you stupid. I get on. Little old foolish Noah, because they said he built it for years. And I know his kids was like, Dad, you're tripping. Everybody else out there playing, and you talk about building some ark. What's an ark? What you talking about, Dad? But his kids were obedient, just like Abraham's kids. Yes. Abraham was chosen because his children would obey him after him. Yes. He says, I chose you, Abraham, because you would train your children up after you. Noah's children followed him, and they went and they built the ark, and they followed him on the ark. They followed him on the ark, and then they closed the door when the Lord said close it. He probably gave them all one more chance. God is merciful. Please come aboard the ark. Man, you crazy on there with all them stinking animals. I ain't getting no ark. You lost your mind, old man, crazy Noah. They were telling their kids, that crazy old man over there building that boat, he lost his mind. And then all of a sudden it started raining and they were banging on the ark. Let us in, you crazy old man. Let us in. We know what rain is now. It was too late to get thoroughly prepared once the rains have started. Now, how many people in life, they'll be working somewhere in the job, then somebody who got hired with less seniority than them gets the job, and he's talking, hold on, it was my job. I wanted that job. They ain't fair. Haters don't like me because I'm black. They don't like me because I'm white. They don't like me because I don't have that same degree they have. He just like her because she's cute. That's what it is. You know she slept her way to that position, don't you? All kinds of mess and excuses. Failures make excuses. Successful people just produce. I told people, don't make no excuses, just produce. If you missed it, just say, I'm sorry, it was my fault, I missed it. I tell the leaders that, and I tell everybody work around me, don't give me no excuses. Well, you understand, the sun was shut, with the rain, I don't want to hear it. I don't even want to hear it. And I'm not being hard on people, I'm going to help you. Don't bring me any excuses. Just get it done or say, I dropped the ball. I've dropped them. I'm not going to be mad at you. I'm not going to be harder. Now, if you drop it enough, we're going to put somebody off the bench in the game because you ain't playing real good. But I'm not mad at people. I've dropped a ball before. And if I drop enough, God will put me out the game and get you another pastor. I know that, and I'm aware of that. Or he'll take the anointing away and all you. I'll say, Pastor, don't preach like you used to, and y'all will leave. I know that. So I make sure I don't drop the ball a lot. And that's all I'm telling them. I'm not going to get on you, but don't come to me with no excuses. And my Bible school teacher, Cooper Beatty, said, he said, excuses are the skin of a reason wrapping up a lie.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyoffaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyoffaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
I'm not mad at people. I've dropped a ball before. And if I drop enough, God will put me out the game and get you another pastor. I know that, and I'm aware of that. Or he'll take the anointing away and all you all say, Pastor, don't preach like you used to, and y'all will leave. I know that. So I make sure I don't drop the ball a lot. And that's all I'm telling them. I'm not going to get on you, but don't come to me with no excuses. And my Bible school teacher, Cooper Beatty, said, he said, excuses are the skin of a reason wrapping up a lie. Because, see, it looks like a reason to you. But it's just the skin of a reason wrapping up the lie. When you come telling somebody, you understand, you know, the traffic was out there. Well, don't you understand there's traffic every day when you come to church? Yeah, but it was unusual amount of traffic. Well, don't you understand it could be unusual amount of traffic every day? If somebody told you we got $1 million lottery ticket for you, but you got to get there at 3 a.m. in Miami, you know how many people really would get there? I mean, you know when they tell you you remember the Doors concert, all the people got killed? They told them they had the Doors concert, and they told them the concert start the next day, and people wanted to make sure they got a ticket, so they camped out overnight. But them same folk would be people, some of them church folk, be coming late to church, I bet you. But they camp out to go to a concert, a Doors concert. People do what's important to them, that's why it ain't nothing but excuse if you didn't make it. Unless it was something real critical. I know there are some critical things that happen, but a lot of stuff is just excuses. I had to learn that. It's a hard lesson learned, but I admit I was just making a lot of excuses. And I got tired of hearing my own excuses, so I definitely don't want to hear anybody else's. But I quit making them for me, and if you're going to be around me, quit making them too. Just get it done. Whatever you got to do, get it done. I say, I'm not able to do it. This is above me. I'm not able to do it. See, because when you go on somewhere, you want somebody to be some wind beneath your wings, not somebody to be a rain on your sail. There are folks who go up in life, and they take folks up with them. But ain't nobody taking folks up who aren't pulling the line. Go forward in life. Hook up with other people going forward, and you jump on and do what they do. And you go forward with them. Think like they think. Learn how they think and think like they think. Do what they do. Act like them, and you'll have what they have. Remember, it was too late for Noah's day for them to prepare for the ark when the rains had come. Be prepared, church. Thoroughly prepared to succeed in life. Not only must you set goals, manage your schedule, and thoroughly prepare yourself to unleash success in life, you got to continue to educate yourself.
Yes.
Look at Luke 2. Turn to Luke 2:40. This is talking about Jesus. And it says, and the child Jesus grew and he waxed strong in spirit. Jesus had to grow and he had to wax strong. Wasn't he just the Son of God and just had all that stuff going for him? No, he had to grow. He had to wax strong in spirit. Jesus had to study. He had to read. He had to continue learning. Jesus? He was born knowing it all. Hey, don't even try and say that you've been through what I've been through if you're born knowing it all. Don't even try it. No, he put off all his priestlyhood, all his godship, and he came down to be born as a man, and he found himself in the Word, and he was found studying at the feet of Gamaliel, the teachers and the other individuals in the temple. He was found learning because he had to learn, just like I had to learn before I find out who I'm to be in God, and just like you're going to have to learn and continue learning. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. Now, Jesus never sinned, so obviously it was okay for him to hang back there. But they didn't know he was back there. They thought he was with them. But they supposed, in verse 44, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey. They were on their way back. And they sought him among their kinsfolk. You seen Jesus? Any of y'all seen Jesus? Where's Jesus at? I don't know. I ain't seen him. And the acquaintances, any of y'all seen Jesus? No, I hadn't seen him. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem and seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, They found him in the temple. Now, he was only a day behind. But I guess when they got back, it took two more days to find him. But after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. Why? He wasn't Jesus walking around Nazareth trying to put people to puzzles. He was trying to learn. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and his answers. So he responded. He asked questions. They asked him some things. He was beginning to get understanding. I think he was about 12 then, wasn't he? Yeah, 12 years old. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, "Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing," thinking something happened to him. And he said unto them, "How is it that you sought me? Wish ye not that I must be about my father's business?" Now, Jesus never sinned, so he wasn't being disrespectful. But he was letting them know, hey, I had to take care of God's business. I had to learn, I had to learn things. Jesus understood that he needed to continue to educate himself. This caused him to increase in wisdom, thereby allowing him to succeed at his purpose in life. And if you want to succeed in your purpose in life, you have to continue learning. We should all continue learning because it's like one good old boy said, it's what you learn after you know it all that really counts. It's what you learn after you know it all that really counts. Now, I know when you got out of high school, you think you know it all now. Like I was when I was 5 years, well, I was 4 and a half, going to go to school at 5, and my mother didn't talk about going to school, and I think I told my aunt and my mother, I said, I know my ABCs and my 1, 2, 3s. That's all I need to know. Aren't you glad I learned a little bit more? I knew it all. ABCs and 1, 2, 3s, that's all you need to know when you're 5, I thought. But there was a whole lot more to learn. But you're laughing at me again. How many people read a book in the last month? Yeah, if you read a book, okay. How many of you finished a book in the last month? Few less hands. How many people read a book yesterday? Let me put other than the Bible since I'm talking to Christians. Okay, other than the Bible. Now, some of y'all didn't have your hand up when I said Bible, but you raised up when I said other than the Bible. You better read the Bible first. God said obey his statutes, his commandments. But see, the ideal is each time I say it, it got less people, but you got to continue educating yourself in natural and spiritual things. You have to continue. We should all continue learning because like the good old boy said, it's what you learn after you know it all that you really count. Solomon said, once I learned all I thought I knew, then I knew nothing. The wisest person knows they know very little. The more I learn, the more I learn I don't know.
Today's message has been titled, 5 Keys to Unleashing Success in Your Life.
So go ahead and accelerate positive change in your life today. Visit us online at faithfoodshop.com to receive information about obtaining a copy of today's message. At faithfoodshop.com, you'll find hundreds of other messages by Robert D. Cook that will educate, encourage, and inspire you to continue making positive change in your life.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, 2 blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
GHS Custom Woodwork Incorporated, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is a complete